It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium, where tonight the Rainiers host the Round Rock Express in Game 4 of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers still have hope for the playoffs, but it's come down to needing a couple of things to happen. First and foremost, the Rainiers can no longer lose a game. There's three games left. They have to win them all to have a chance to win the title. And second off, they need help. They need Vegas to beat Reno at least twice while that happens. So they're all must-wins now for the Rainiers, and they can just hope that good things happen out in Las Vegas. With the win very much needed today, the Rainiers are turning to starting pitcher Marcus Walden. Walden 3-2 on the year with a 5.67 ERA. He'll be opposed by Round Rock's Cole Wynn. Wynn 8-8 with a 7.59 ERA. Round Rock's tied in first place right now with Reno with a two-game lead, so they are moving closer towards eliminating both Tacoma and Las Vegas. One more win for Round Rock should do that, but the Express still are going to have it go down probably to the last day. Even if they win these next two games, it'll probably go down to the last day with them and Reno. Of course, the Rainiers trying to prevent that from happening, trying to stay alive to play another day. Should be a fun one tonight here at Cheney Stadium. We've got a little bit of roster moves to report. We'll get to that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knot hole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Round Rock Express tonight. Battle for the second half title in the Pacific Coast League rages on. It'll probably go through the weekend. The Rainiers would love to still be in the hunt come Sunday for the regular season finale. One roster move today. The Rainiers are beat up right now. And today, catcher Pedro Severino placed on the injured list, so he is done for the year. They needed to open up a spot for today's starting pitcher, Marcus Walden, who had to be activated off the development list. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game next.
The ProVac team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Round Rock Express, who are 86-60 under manager Doug Davis, Texas Rangers AAA club. Leading off playing right field is Elier Hernandez. Wyatt Lankford bats second in left field. Justin Foscue hits third. He's at second base. In the cleanup spot, Blaine Krim, first base. Sam Huff is going to hit fifth and do the catching. Batting sixth, designated hitter Davis Wenzel. Hitting seventh, the shortstop Jonathan Ornelas. J.P. Martinez bats eighth. He's in center. And hitting ninth, the third baseman, Diosbel Arias. On the mound, Cole Wynn. Wynn, 8-8 with a 7.59 ERA. The Red Ears are 77-70 under manager John Russell. The Mariners AAA club will lead off with Cade Marlowe. He is in center field. Batting second, the shortstop, Ryan Bliss. Hitting third, playing first base, is Cooper Hummel. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Hitting fifth, the right fielder, Zach Deloach. Batting sixth, designated hitter, Isaiah Gilliam. Adam Engel will hit seventh. He is in left field. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Robbie Tanerowitz. And hitting ninth, second baseman, Riley Unroe. On the mound for the Red Ears, Marcus Walden. Walden's 3-2 with a 5.67 ERA. Umpires, Matt Winter has the plate. Sam Birch is at first base. And over third, it's the crew chief, Lou Williams. Tacoma and Round Rock in game four of this six-game series. A lot on the line. Round Rock tied in first with Reno. The Red Ears sitting two games back with three to go. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch in the start of tonight's game momentarily.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Round Rock Express. And the Red Ears with Marcus Walden on the mound. He'll face Elier Hernandez to lead things off. Raiders won the first two games of this series, but Round Rock came back and won yesterday 11-8. The Express had a big game, 14 hits last night. Justin Foscue with a grand slam and six runs batted in. He was the man of the hour for Round Rock yesterday. All right, here we go. First pitch of tonight's game from Marcus Walden is a fastball that is poured in there for a called strike, and we are underway.
First pitch,
73, our game time temperature tonight. Very nice day here in the Pacific Northwest. Hernandez hits one in the air to right center, and that's going to get down for a hit. Over to cut it off on one hop is DeLoach, and he'll hold Hernandez to a single. Elier Hernandez leading the league in hits, and he gets a single to open up this contest, his 161st hit of the season. And Hernandez is aboard, and now Wyatt Langford will be the batter. Langford in his fourth AAA game, just drafted this year, and he is 5-for-11 at the plate so far. Rangers first round draft pick back in July. Walden's pitch swung on and lined to the gap in right center field, and that's going to be extra bases into the alleyway. Playing it nicely off the wall is Marlowe. He fires it in. Hernandez will be stopped at third, and in at second with a long double is Wyatt Langford. And Round Rock has runners at second and third with nobody out, just three pitches into this game. And now Justin Foscue, who had the six runs driven in yesterday, will bat with a couple of men in scoring position here. Foscue hitting .265 on the year, 17 homers, 79 runs batted in, more walks than strikeouts, .394 on base percentage. Here's the pitch from Walden with the infield drawn in, and it is taken for a strike, going one the count. Right here's with Hummel at first tonight, Unroe at second, Bliss at short, and Tenarowitz at third. Outfield is Engel in left, Marlowe in center, and DeLoach in right. 0-1 pitch from Walden. Inside, 1-1. Walden on the hill, and his catcher is Brian O'Keefe. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming. And that's fouled off, and the count goes to 1-2. Right here's wearing the red jerseys today. Red jerseys, red hats with the white pants. The Express in their navy blue jerseys. One ball, two strikes to Foscue. Walden could use a strikeout. Tough hitter to K. The pitch is lined into left center. That's going to be a base hit. Over to try to cut it off his angle. He can't. It gets through to the fence. Two runs will score, and Foscue checks in at second base with a two-run double. And Round Rock's off to a 2-0 lead here. Just three batters into the ballgame. Three solid hits right in a row. Foscue, eight runs batted in the last 24 hours. Now Blaine Krim will be the hitter. Krim, the cleanup man, batting .291, 21 homers, 81 runs batted in. And he swings and fouls one off on the first base side out of play. Walden's faced Round Rock once this year, July 15th here at Cheney. He went four innings and allowed two runs. On the year, 3-2, 5.67 ERA, 47 strikeouts, 33 walks, and 66 and two-thirds innings. Walden's last start was September 10th at Salt Lake. Went five innings, allowed three runs. Got no decision. That was a game the Rainiers lost in 10 innings in Salt Lake City. 0-1 pitch, down low for a ball, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Walden. Now the 1-2 is coming. Fouled away, pitching on the hands of Krim. Still a ball and two strikes. No wind blowing here at Cheney tonight. The flag hanging still on its pole just to the right of the giant wall in center field. Lights are on. A 1-2 pitch on its way to Krim. And that's a fouled away, a cutter from Walden that Krim got a piece of. Still one ball, two strikes. Now this pitch swung on, hit in the air towards center, but this one's playable. There's Marlowe to make the catch. Tagging at second is Foscue. He will advance to third. And that's the first out of the ball game. Krim flies out to center. The runner moves up. And the Express have a runner at third with one out for Sam Huff, and the Rainiers will have to bring the infield in again. Huff just reported to Round Rock today after being optioned by the Rangers 4 days ago. He's a strong right-hand hitter with a ton of power. And the pitch from Walden is taken for a strike, 0-1. Huff hitting .302 in the PCO this year with 16 homers and 64 runs batted in 65 games. And the first thing he does is challenge that last pitch that was called a strike. We're using the challenge system today, so we have to go through with all of this. And Huff loses the challenge, so he is wrong, and Round Rock has lost one of their three challenges. For those unfamiliar, the challenge system implemented this year. The human umpire calls the pitches, but the pitcher, batter, or catcher can ask for a challenge if they think the man in blue got the call wrong. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third, and fielding it, Todorowicz. He tags the runner for one, throws to first for two. Great double play turned by Todorowicz at third base. 5-3 in the scorebook. And that wraps up the top of the first inning. But Round Rock gets two runs on three hits, no errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Round Rock 2, Tacoma coming to the plate.
At DECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join DECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit DECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. DECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Round Rock gets a couple of runs in the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. It'll be Cade Marlowe, Ryan Bliss, and Cooper Hummel to bat this inning. On the mound is the right-hander Cole Wynn. And Wynn gets ready to face Marlowe. Here's his first pitch, and Marlowe thinks about bunting it. He does bunt it out in front of the plate, picked up by Huff. Throw to first in time for the out. Marlowe couldn't leg it out. So Cade Marlowe trying to bunt for a hit, but is thrown out by the catcher, Sam Huff. One pitch, one out, and now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Cole Wynn making his 13th start and 29th appearance for the Express this year. 8-8 with a 7.59 ERA. He's been plagued by walks. 77 walks issued in 96 innings this year. Plus, he's allowed 17 homers. Has struck out 92. Here's his pitch to Bliss, and it is taken for a strike, and Bliss immediately asked for a challenge. He thought that was up and in, and we'll see what the automated system has to say. I think Bliss is going to win this one. He does with ease. Look at how high that was if you're on MILB TV. Hey, the umps miss him every now and then. Usually these challenges are on pitches, you know, that are right on the edges of the zone. Ball one to Bliss. Rainiers win the challenge. Now the 1-0 is swung on and fouled off, and the count's even now, 1-1. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Wynn's been having kind of shorter outings recently and usually throws in the neighborhood of 60 to 70 pitches. Here's his 1-2 on its way to Bliss. And it's a swing and a miss at a fastball, 97 on the radar gun, and that's the second out in the bottom of the first inning. So Wynn gets a strikeout, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Last time out, Wynn faced Las Vegas in a start and allowed three runs in 2 2/3. Cooper Hummel now the batter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and that is strike one. Hummel had three hits yesterday. Now batting .265 on the year with eight homers. 413 on base percentage. Sixth highest OBP in the Pacific Coast League. He swings and bounces one slowly to the first baseman, fielded by Krim. He touches the bag for the out, and the inning is over. Right, here's go in order at the bottom of the first. Three up, three down. We head to the second. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
It's 2-0, the Round Rock Express leading the Red Ears. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Marcus Walden on the mound. He'll face Davis Wenzel, Jonathan Ornelas, and J.P. Martinez. Roudrak greeted him with three straight hits in the first inning that led to two runs scoring. Wenzel settling into the batter's box. Right-hand hitter, Roudrak's top home run hitter, hitting .236. His 27 home runs is the third highest total in the PCL. Wenzel has a .362 on base percentage. Walden's into his motion to the pitch. Is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. The Rainiers in a must-win scenario to stay alive in the second half title hunt. 1-0 pitch. Poured in there for a strike, 1-1. They're still here with 3 days left in the season. Four teams that are still in the chase for the second half title. So here's a swing and a grounder to short. Bliss scoops it up, throws high to first, and going up to get it, and then applying the tag is Hummel. Nice play at first by Cooper Hummel, saving an error from Bliss. And there's the first out in the top of the second inning. This seemed like a routine play, but the throw got away from Bliss. Hummel had to jump and then whipped his glove around and tagged Wenzel going by. So one away. And now Ornelas will be the hitter. Jonathan Ornelas, he had three hits last night. Batting .252 with eight homers. He thinks about bunting for a hit, but takes it down low for a ball, 1-0. Marcus Walden, former big leaguer with the Boston Red Sox, joined the Rainiers in late May. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Ornelas, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-1. On delivery. Strike a little low, and O'Keefe asked for a challenge. So we'll see if this caught the bottom of the zone or not. We'll go to the automated system. And it was low. Rainiers lose the challenge. And the count is indeed 3-1 to Ornelas. Now the 3-1 pitch. And it is low ball four, a one out walk. Ornelas heads down to first base. And now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. Martinez, center fielder for the Express, hitting .300 on the nose with 14 homers, 59 runs batted in. And he swings and grounds one towards first. Scooped up by Hummel. He loses the handle, gets it back, and feeds the pitcher. Walden covering first for the out. Safe at second is Ornelas. Well, they weren't going to double up the speedy Martinez, but Hummel was going to get a force out at second. However, he lost the handle when he was trying to take the ball out of his glove with his throwing hand to make the throw. But fortunately, Walden was hustling over to cover first, and he was there to receive a toss from Hummel and get the put out. Runner at second with two outs now for Diospo Arias. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Arias hitting .287, 5 homers, 60 runs batted in. Now a grounder towards third. Tedarowicz has it. Long throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Two nothing. Round Rock leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Brian O'Keefe, Zach Deloach, and Isaiah Gilliam to bat this inning. O'Keefe settling into the batter's box now to face the right-hander Cole Wynn. O'Keefe hitting .243, 23 homers, 67 runs batted in. Win with his pitch. And it is swung on and skied high in the air behind second base. Calling for it is Foscue, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the second inning. O'Keefe is retired, and now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach hitting .282, 22 homers, 86 runs batted in. .385 on base percentage, winding down a terrific first AAA season. Deloach looks out towards Wynn. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Deloach will be a roster decision for the Mariners front office to figure out in the offseason. 1-0 pitch, call to strike, 1-1. He was drafted out of college in 2020, so this coming offseason will be the first year that he is eligible to be selected in the Major League Rule 5 draft. But the Mariners could prevent that from happening by putting him on the 40-man roster, so they have to decide what they're going to do there. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. 1-2, the count to Deloach. One-two pitch, high, two balls, two strikes. Now this pitch is a called strike three, an off-speed pitch that hit the outside edge, and Cole Wynn has his second strikeout. Two down for Isaiah Gilliam. Now the pitch is up and away. There's one up and away now. Ball two. 2-0 Round Rock, bottom of the second. Rainiers looking for their first base runner of this game. Wynn, who's had trouble with walks this year, has not had any issues with that in the early going. Here's his 2-0 to Gilliam, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. One pitch now, up high. Three balls, one strike. Adam Engel on deck. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss at a high heater. 94 on the gun. So it's a full count, 3-2. Is set. Payoff pitch. Swung on and popped up on the left side. The third baseman Arias makes the catch and the inning is over. Gilliam retired on a little pop up to third. Red Ears go in order. Three up, three down to the second. We head to the third inning. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
On to the third inning. Red Ears trailing 2-0. Top of the order up for Round Rock here in the third. Elio Hernandez, who opened up the game with a base hit and scored a run in the first, facing Marcus Walden. Walden's into his motion, and the first pitch of the inning is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Hernandez, top performer for Round Rock all season long. 0-1 pitch, fouled back. And the count goes to 0-2. Pitch coming. Swing and a miss. That is strike three. Technically a foul tip into O'Keefe's mitt, but it's a strikeout either way. And that's the first strikeout of the night for Marcus Walden. One out in the top of the third, and now Wyatt Langford will be the batter. Langford doubled to the gap in right center earlier. And the pitch is swung on and popped up in the air to shallow right. Back is Unroh, in is Deloach. Deloach says he's going to catch it, and he does. And there's out number two. Langford retired on one pitch. 4 pitches, 2 outs here in the third. And now Justin Foscue will be the hitter. Foscue hit the two-run double in the first. Here's the pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Walden, the righty from Fresno, California, with a 1-0 pitch. And it is down low. Two balls, no strikes. Now this one is up high. 3-0. Nice crowd on this Friday night here at Cheney Stadium. Last Friday night fireworks night of the year. Won't have another one until April. A 3-0 pitch. Called a strike, 3-1. A called strike two. Well, maybe. The umpire called it a strike. Foscue thought it was ball four and challenged, so let's find out. Is that a ball or a strike? I think that caught the corner. Yep, that is a strike, so it is a full count to Foscue, who thought for sure he had walked to a point that he even took his shin guard and elbow guard off. He was so confident. Round Rocks 0 for 2 on challenges. They only have one left, and at this rate, we'll run out really soon, which will be nice. Here's the 3-2 on its way from Walden, and it is a swing and a foul. And that got a piece of Foscue's foot. He's feeling it a little bit. Right off the instep of his left foot. Three-two delivery coming from Walden, and it swung on and popped up towards the second baseman Unroe, who's lining it up, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Marcus Walden with a three-up, three-down, top of the third. The Express go in order. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto.
Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers without a base runner through the first two innings. They'll try to change that here at the bottom of the third. Adam Hengel, Robbie Tanerowitz, and Riley Unroe to face the right-hander Cole Wynn. Hengel standing in the batter's box, hitting 256 with a dozen homers, 376 on base percentage. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Owen won the count. Now the next pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. Now, fastball up high, 2-1. Just two games remain at Cheney Stadium this year. Tomorrow's game's at 6:05, and then the day game to wrap it up on Sunday at 1:35. 2-1 to Angles, up and in, ball three. If the Red Ears find themselves in the playoffs, they will be played entirely on the road. The Oklahoma City Dodgers, by winning the first half title, earned the right to host the entire Pacific Coast League Championship Series starting on Tuesday. 3-1 pitch, fouled back. Full count now, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. High ball four. So Engel is on. Right here's have their first base runner. And now Robbie Tanerowitz will be the batter. Tanerowitz hitting in the eighth spot, batting 247, 346 on base percentage, three homers. And he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Angle, a good base stealer. On at first, and the pitch is fouled back and out of play. Angles 19 out of 20 in stolen base attempts with Tacoma this season. One pitch to Tanerowitz. Fastball in for a strike at the bottom of the zone, and the count goes to 1-2. Wynn with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Still a ball and two strikes. Now Tanerowitz steps out for a moment. Here comes the 1-2. And it's down to the dirt with a breaking ball, and that evens things up now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and pulled to pass the diving shortstop Ornelas and into left field. A base hit. Engel goes to second and stops there. Robbie Tanerowitz has the Red Ears' first hit of the game. And Tacoma has two on with no one out in the bottom of the third. Riley Unroe coming to the plate, the number nine hitter in the lineup. Unroe, a high on base percentage batter, 386 OBP in 42 AAA games this year. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed. Unroe waving the bat, looking out towards the hill. And wins pitch. Unroe shows bunt. Bunt's at third base. Side picked up by Arias. His throw to first is in time for the out. The runners move up. Engel takes third. And Tanarowicz takes second. A sacrifice bunt. And it was the second baseman, Foscue, covering first base on the rotation as the Express had a bunt play on. It was close down at first. So second and third, one away for Marlowe. And he swings and fouls one off his body. Strike one to Marlowe. So the tying runners are in scoring position with one away. Behind in the count, 0-1, and the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire on appeal. One ball, one strike. Good to Marlowe. Rainier's trying to break through against Cole Wynn here at the bottom of the third inning. Next pitch is inside, 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even now. Engel at third, Tanarowicz at second with one out. Two balls, two strikes is the count. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled to the netting. And the count still even, two balls, two strikes. Rainiers trail the season series against Round Rock 8-4. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball from Wynn, and he fans Marlowe for the second out of the inning. That's a big strikeout for Cole Wynn. So two down, runners at second and third for Ryan Bliss. Rainiers need a clutch hit. Bliss struck out swinging in the first. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 swung on and fouled back. Strike two. Bliss behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside. 1-2 now. Now, delay here for a moment. The umpire reset the pitch clock, so now we're ready to go. Here comes the 1-2 with two men in scoring position. It's a swing and a miss, strike three. 96-mile-per-hour heater in on the hands of Bliss, and he swung through it for the final out in the bottom of the third. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tacoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tacoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power. Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
Two nothing. Round Rock leads Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning. Blaine Krim to start things off. And the first pitch from Marcus Walden runs inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Now a swing and a pop-up foul, first base side, might be playable. Hummel over by the screen and can't get it. Ball landed in an area where it was playable, but Hummel had trouble negotiating that area over there on the first base side in front of the end of the box seats near the groundskeeper gate where there's a little zigzag in the fence, and just a foul ball. 1-2 the count to Krim. Pitch is high for a ball. Two and two the count to Krim. And here's a swing and a little one hopper hit to the second baseman Unroe, who was shaded up the middle, and he throws out Krim at first base. One away in the top of the fourth, and now Sam Huff will be the hitter. Around the PCL last night, Reno remained tied with first place Round Rock by beating up on Vegas 10-2. Reno's been scoring a lot of runs down there. They had three in the first yesterday when they had a run, and then Tristan English hit a two-run homer. So here's a swing and a high fly to right. DeLoach is there, and he makes the catch, and Huff is retired on one pitch. Walden's retired seven straight hitters, and now Davis Wenzel will be the batter. Reno was ahead last night 10-0 by the fifth inning, as they had homers from Paven Smith and Jose Herrera. And they got five scoreless innings from their starter, Peter Solomon. So that's how they stayed tied with Round Rock. Reno's won the first three games of that series in Vegas. They're the hottest team in the league down the stretch. No question about that. Sears went inside to Wenzel. They hold the tiebreaker over Round Rock if they finish tied in first at the end. Sears went in for a strike. The Rainiers can't tie Round Rock two games behind them with three left. They're either going to finish ahead of them or behind them. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. The Rainiers can tie both Reno and Vegas, depending on how things play out. And the Rainiers hold the tiebreaker over both of those teams. Reno has a tiebreaker over Round Rock. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Wenzel, and Waldron gets the strikeout. Second strikeout of the game for Marcus Walden. He's retired eight in a row. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We move on to the bottom of the fourth inning. Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing is our score. Cole Wynn has allowed just one hit and one walk through three innings while striking out four. 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up for the Red Ears. It'll be Cooper Hummel, Brian O'Keefe, and Zach Deloach. Hummel heads to the plate now. He grounded out to first base his first time up, 0 for 1 today. Hummel waving the bat back and forth, looking out towards Wynn. Here's the first pitch of the inning, and it's a curveball that misses up high, ball one. Wynn was the Texas Rangers' first-round draft pick in 2018, coming out of a high school in Southern California. 1-0 pitch, off-speed delivery outside, changeup, and it is 2-0 to Hummel. Now the next offering, called a strike, another change, 2-1. He's talking about some of last night's PCL action. We'll run through the results from the teams that have been eliminated. Sugar Land beat El Paso 4-2 in 11 innings. Sears a swing and a miss, strike two to Hummel. Sugar Land winning on a two-run homer in the bottom of the 11th that Joey Loperfido hit off of Domingo Tapia, the former Rainier, who's with El Paso. And Sacramento won at Salt Lake 4-3 yesterday. That was kind of an interesting processing that one as there's a pitch inside to Hummel. The Rivercats on the road had a grand slam hit in the third inning by Armando Alvarez. They were up 4-0 in the third, didn't score again, and just hung on and won 4-3. 3-2 to Hummel. Down and in, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Second inning in a row that the Red Deers have had a leadoff walk. Last inning, Tacoma had runners at second and third with one out and was unable to score. Now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. And Oklahoma City's tuning up for the playoffs. They clinched in the first half. They beat Albuquerque yesterday 8-5 with a 7-run seventh inning. Miguel Vargas with a 3-run homer during that rally as O'Keefe watches ball one. The win for Oklahoma City yesterday, their 90th of the year. That is a ton of wins in AAA. 1-0 pitch up high for a ball. 2-0. Pitch, swung on, hit solidly towards center, but Martinez is there to haul it in, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth. O'Keefe flies out. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach struck out looking his first time up, 0-1. And the pitch is swung on and hit well towards the left field. Langford towards the corner makes the catch near the foul line in the left field corner, and that is the second out in the bottom of the fourth. Deloach retired. Isaiah Gilliam will be next. 2-0, Round Rock, bottom of the fourth. Now the pitch is called a strike. Oh, one pitch. Off speed delivery in there for a strike. Gilliam got this homestand off to a great start with a massive grand slam in the first inning on Tuesday. One pitch on its way. And it's down low. Correction on the count. That was the 0-2 pitch, so now it's 1-2. One-two pitch coming. And it swung on, grounded to second. Fielding it is Foscue, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Leadoff walk doesn't lead to anything. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the fifth. It is Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, Round Rock on top of Tacoma, 2-0. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Marcus Walden on the mound for the Red Ears. Due up for the Express are Jonathan Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, and Diospol Arias. Walden into his motion. Here's his pitch to Ornelas, and it is taken for a strike. Walden's retired the last eight batters. Round Rock scored twice in the first inning when they had three straight hits to open the game. They haven't had any hits since then. 0-1 pitch from Walden. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Well, the early score from Vegas, it's not good for the Rainiers. Now the 1-1 is fouled at the plate. Reno once again has jumped all over Vegas in the early innings, and they lead 6-0 in the fourth. Every game in that series, Reno has jumped out to a big lead early. One 1-2 pitch is grounded foul, first base side. Still 1-2. The Rainiers can only afford, well, if the Rainiers, well, just it's really simple. If the Rainiers win these last three games of the year starting tonight, in order to get to the playoffs, they need Reno to lose twice in Vegas. So here's a foul back. And Reno off to a big lead here today. There are two games left, of course, tomorrow and Sunday. So we'll see. The scoreboard watching, though, is still kind of a moot point. The Rainiers need to take care of things in their own game first and foremost. So here's one low to Ornelas, and counts 2-2 now to the Round Rock shortstop. Walden's 2-2. Swung on and fouled off on the first base side, and that'll get into the seats out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Grounded towards third. Tanarowicz gloves it, throws to first in time for the out, and one man's gone in the top of the fifth inning. That's nine in a row set down by Walden. And now J.P. Martinez is the hitter. Martinez grounded out in the second inning, 0 for 1 today. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Oh, one pitch. Low and away. One ball, one strike. This one is bounced foul, first base side. Mm-hmm. That's next pitch misses for a ball. So 2-2. Walden with the pitch, and it is a little bit high and away. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swung on and yanked foul down the first baseline, still 3-2. This one, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a breaking ball, and down goes Martinez, and Marcus Walden has his third strikeout, and that's 10 straight batters that he has retired. So here's Diosbo Arias. Pitch is lowered away for a ball, 1-0. Next offering, low. Two balls, no strikes. Good pitcher's duel this game has turned into between Walden and Cole Wynn. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball outside. Well, 3-0 now. Three-oh pitch coming. Poured down the middle for a strike. One delivery, swung on, line towards left, on the move is Engel, and he can't get it. It hit the reader board and bounced back on the field. That is a homer. The umpires are ruling that a home run, and it's a solo shot for Diosbo Arias, his sixth of the year, and that makes it 3-0. A line drive to left that had enough height on it to barely clear the top of the outfield fence. It hit that advertising reader board that sits above the fence in left field here at Cheney Stadium. Balls that hit that are a homer. The umpires are now meeting to discuss it. What do we have on our replay here? Let's take a look here. And it certainly appeared as if it hit the reader board. I don't think they'll overrule this, but you never know. Maybe they will. They're discussing it and looking around. Raniers played it like it was a live ball. The crew chief is Lou Williams, the third base umpire, who would have had the call. And yeah, he's indicating it was indeed a homer. And as much as we'd like that to have not hit the, not be called a homer, I think they got it right. Here's another look. Let's take another peek at this. It's a liner to left. Engel's looking to play it off the fence. And yeah, it really appears as if it hits that purple background of the reader board above the left field fence. John Russell now out there to discuss it with Lou Williams. And Russell trying to get an explanation here. But the umpires have already met and discussed it and stuck with their call of a homer. So I think that's pretty much that. Russell just wants to vent a little bit. So Arias with a solo homer. It's his sixth of the year, and Round Rock now leads 3-0. Russell heading back to the dugout, and Elio Hernandez will be the batter. Pitch from Walden. And that's on the inside edge for a called strike, 0-1. Arias has been hot for Round Rock. He now has an 8-game hitting streak, and he's hit safely in 11 of his last 12. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two to Elier Hernandez. O-2 pitch, swung on and hit up the middle and into center field. That's going to be a base hit for Hernandez on a two-strike pitch, his second hit of the game. And the top of the fifth continues for the Express. Wyatt Langford will now be the batter. Langford 1-for-2 with a double. Now the pitch fouled away. 0-1 to Langford. Oh, one pitch down to the dirt for a ball. And trying to advance to second when it gets away from O'Keefe is Hernandez, and he makes it ahead of the throw. So wild pitch moves the runner up. Now the 1-1. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery. Inside, ball three. Rainiers are beginning some bullpen activity. It's the start of the third trip through the lineup for Walden. Three-one pitch, low ball four. Langford walks, and the inning continues. There were two outs, no one on. Arias hit the homer. Hernandez singled. Langford walks, and now Jairo Cuevas is going to go to the mound and talk to Walden and buy some time for the Red Ears relief pitcher, who's warming up in the bullpen. It looks like that is Casey Sadler. Everyone on the infield gathered for this discussion. Foscue coming up here with two on and two out. He's been really hot here in these last two games. Six RBIs yesterday, a two-run double already tonight. Conference breaks up, and Foscue is digging in at the plate. The runner at second is Hernandez, and Langford is at first. And the pitch from Walden is a breaking ball that misses. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. It swung on and bounced foul third base side. Counts even, 1-1. Yeah. Here's the 1-1. Fouled away, strike two, and Walden gets ahead of Foscue, a ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. Down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Runners with their leads. Walden bluffs a pickoff move to second, but no throw over there. Yeah, the 2-2. Swung on, hit in the air towards left center, ranging over Marlowe. He's there. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Express add one run in the fifth on the homer by Arias. There were two hits and two runners left on base. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
On we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2. And the Rainiers looking to get onto the scoreboard here. They'll send Adam Engel, Robbie Todorowicz, and Riley Unroh to the plate here at the bottom of the fifth against right-hander Cole Wynn, who's allowed just one hit through four innings. And the pitch to Engel is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Engel. And now a swing and a fly towards center. Drifting back is Martinez, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the fifth. And now Robbie Todorowicz will be the batter. Todorowicz has the Rainiers' lone hit in this contest, a single in the third. That was the Rainiers' best chance to score so far tonight. They had runners at second and third with one out in that inning. And the pitch to Todorowicz misses down and in for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch coming. That one's hit in the air down the right field line, and it'll go foul towards the bullpen. 1-1. Mariners lost today in the first game of their 10-game race to the finish line in the AL West. The Rangers won today 8-5. Tanerowicz lines another base hit, this one to center field, and he has his second hit of the game. So Tanerowicz is on with one out of the fifth. He has the only Tacoba hit so far. He needs some company. Riley Unruh will now be the batter. Unruh had a sacrifice bunt earlier. A word on Cole Wynn. He is getting close to 65 pitches. Mentioned this earlier, but he's been doing short outings down the stretch this year, usually between 60 and 70 pitches. So, I mean, it's his last start of the year. They may let him run, but we'll see. Here's his pitch in for a strike to Unruh, 0-1. On the other hand, Round Rock is tied in first place, and they're preparing to possibly have a playoff series in Oklahoma City next week. There's one down low now to Unruh. Well, they do get the bullpen going. Mark Church warming up. One ball, one strike to Unruh. And the pitch is down low. Back to the Mariners. They fell behind 8-0 in the fifth inning today. Bryce Miller didn't have it and got knocked out early. But the Mariners did not quit. They even had the go-ahead run at the plate in the ninth before eventually falling. Grounded to short, fielded by Ornelas, takes it to the bag for one. His throw to first is too late for the double play, but Tanerowicz is forced out at second. So Unruh reaches on a fielder's choice. Shortstop unassisted, two down. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. So the Rangers win the first one. Houston lost today. The Astros are struggling right now, and they've been losing to teams with bad records. Not long ago, they lost 2 out of 3 at Kansas City. They lost 2 out of 3 at home against Oakland. Now they're at home against Kansas City, and they lost the series opener to the Royals today, 7-5. And Houston has lost 7 of its last 10 games. They got knocked out of first place today. Now the pitch to Marlowe is up and away. In the AL West now, Texas is in first. Houston is a half a game back, and the Mariners are one game back. Mariners are also now a half game out of the wild card race. Houston holding the final wild card spot for the moment as there's a grounder foul by Marlowe. Toronto, a team that all of the AL West teams would like to see lose, did not lose. They beat Tampa today 6-2. Chris Bassitt became the second 15-game winner in the American League this year, pitching into the seventh inning. So Toronto maintains its grip on the second wild card spot in the AL. Top spot held by Tampa. They've got that all locked up. Now, time called by Marlowe. One ball, one strike to Unruh. Two outs, runner at first. Rainiers down 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Now the pitch is down and in for a ball. 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a foul tip, and the count now 2-2 to Marlowe. Mm-hmm. Ryan steps off the rubber. He doesn't like the baseball. He's going to trade it out. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. Cole Wynn gets through five shutout innings today. Looks like he might be done for the night, too. He was impressive in this one. No runs on a hit, and one runner left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the sixth inning. The Red Ears find themselves trailing 3-0 to the Round Rock Express. Red Ears go to the bullpen for the first time today. Bring in Casey Sadler for the top of the sixth inning. Marcus Walden, solid start. Went five innings, allowed five hits, three runs, two walks, three strikeouts. But he leaves the game trailing 3-0. Recovered really nicely, though, after the first three batters of the game had hits against him and there were two runs on the scoreboard. Walden got into a groove and made it through five. Sadler with the pitch now to Blaine Krim, and it is swung on and popped up high in the air down the left field line. Angle is over, and he's going to have time to get in position, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the sixth inning. Sadler gets Krim to fly to left field. One away for Sam Huff. Sadler's appearing in his 17th game for the Red Ears, 1-0 with an 8.10 ERA. This has been a season for Sadler all about getting healthy, which he has been able to do. As here's a grounder to third. Tanarowicz fields it. Long throw to first on a hop, but Hummel able to pick it, and that's out number two. Sadler has thrown two pitches and recorded two outs. And now Davis Wenzel will be the batter. Wenzel is grounded out and struck out so far. Tanarowicz has been busy over at third. Here's the pitch from Sadler, and it's poured in there for a strike. Sadler knew that Wenzel wasn't going to be swinging after he got the first two outs on two pitches. Oh, one delivery. Called a strike on the inside edge, and the count goes to 0-2. Well, time called by the batter. O2 pitch coming. And it is a called strike three, and down goes Wenzel, and Sadler just made quick work of the Express here at the top of the sixth inning, just five pitches. And he retires the side, and that included a strikeout. We go now to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
3-0, Round Rock leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rainiers didn't score in the first five innings against Cole Wynn, so I guess it's good news that he's not in the game anymore. Wynn is done. Five shutout innings of two-hit ball. He walked two, struck out five, and tremendous outing for Wynn in his final start of the regular season. The new pitcher for Round Rock is Mark Church. He's 6-1 with a 3.70 ERA, making his 29th appearance. And the pitch to Ryan Bliss is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Bliss 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts this evening. And he's been swinging it well for a while now. 1-0 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. Today it was announced that Bliss is going to be one of the Mariners prospects sent to the prestigious Arizona Fall League. As here's one in for a strike, 2-1. Bliss going along with the Everett Aqua Sox catcher, Harry Ford. Tyler Locklear, first base prospect. So here's one that is in for a strike. And also some pitchers from the lower levels. Troy Taylor, Peyton Alford, and Jimmy Joyce. Got to go by James Joyce, come on. Bliss lines one towards left center, and ranging over and making the catch is Langford, and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth. So Bliss flies to left, and now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Hummel's 0-1 with a ground out and a walk. Now Church's pitch is off-speed pitch away, ball one. One-oh pitch now from Church. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. 0-2. Correction, 1-1. Now fastball call to strike. There were some clinches in the big leagues today. The Twins clinched the AL Central by beating the Angels 8-6. Alex Kirilloff had a homer and three runs batted in. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Hummel. Twins have been in the playoffs regularly in recent years, but they never win a game in the playoffs. Maybe that'll change this year. I don't know. And the Brewers clinched a playoff spot in the National League. They had the old 12-run second inning. That'll usually get you a win. So now the pitch to O'Keefe is a swing and a miss for a strike. Milwaukee beat the Marlins 16-1. Marlins still hanging around the wild card hunt in the National League, but a demoralizing defeat today. A 1 pitch, fastball, called a strike. The Brewers were so far ahead that they clinched the playoff spot with a position player pitching. Rowdy Tellez was on the mound, a big bulky home run hitter, just getting the final outs in a 16-1 game. Here's a pop-up on the right side. This is caught by the second baseman, Foscue, and the Rainiers go in order in the bottom of the sixth. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh inning. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
Mike Veck grew up in the shadow of his father, Hall of Fame baseball owner Bill Veck. But it all fell apart when Mike blew up his dad's career. Exiled from the game, the younger Veck spent the next few decades clawing his way back, determined to redeem himself. The Saint of Second Chances is wildly unexpected, full of heart, and keeps you laughing through a comeback story unlike any other. Watch The Saint of Second Chances out on September 19th, only on Netflix.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
On to the seventh inning. It is 3-0. Round Rock leads the Red Ears. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Ryder Ryan, in from the pen. Casey Sadler with a 3-up, 3-down, 5-pitch sixth inning in which he had a strikeout. That was his lone inning of work tonight. Hard to be much more efficient than that. So Ryan in from the pen, his 47th appearance. He's 4-2 with a 3.91 ERA, has a couple of saves this year, and has been very reliable all season long. He'll face Jonathan Ornelas to start things off. Ornelas has walked and grounded out so far. Ryan ready to go to work. Ornelas stands in. And here's the pitch. And it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Well, Vegas has made things interesting against Reno. It was 6-0. It's now Reno 6, Las Vegas 5 after 6 innings. So there's one down low to Ornelas. But that's not going to matter if the Red Ears lose this game. Rainiers eliminated from playoff contention with one more loss, so backs up against the wall for the Rainiers. 2-0 pitch is fouled back by Ornelas. Still a lot of ball to be played here tonight, though. Radrock up 3-0. We're in the top of the seventh. A swing and a little looper out behind second, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Ornelas has a leadoff single for Round Rock, their sixth hit of the night. And now J.P. Martinez is the batter. He's 0-2 today. Fastball inside to Martinez, ball one. The Mariners double-A team, the Travelers, the Arkansas Travelers. They're in the playoffs in the Texas League. They're in the semifinals, the division series. So here's a throw to first, and back in is Ornelas. It's a best of three. Arkansas won the opener on Tuesday, and after an off day, they lost game two yesterday, 6-4, despite three hits from Connor Hoover, who's had a couple cameos with the Rainiers this year. 1-0 pitch is fouled back. So today they had a decisive game three against the Springfield Cardinals. And oh boy, did Arkansas win it. 14-1. Robert Perez Jr. hit two homers and drove in six runs. So here's one down and in. And the catcher, Jake Anchia, had four hits and four runs batted in. And the Mariners double-A team is headed to the Texas League Championship Series. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Martinez, and the count's even, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. Runner goes, and the pitch is up high, and O'Keefe couldn't get a handle on it, and stealing second without a throw is Ornelas. His 14th steal of the year. Three balls, two strikes now to Martinez. This one's inside, ball four. Well, the first two men have reached for Round Rock here in the seventh inning. And now Diosbel Arias is the batter. He lined that homer off the reader board above the left field fence back in the fifth inning. Brian O'Keefe's going to go to the mound and talk to Ryder Ryan for a moment. Fielders get in on the discussion as well. Rainiers can't really afford to fall behind by more. I would love to get a double play ball. Conference on the mound breaks up. Ready to go to work on Arias. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. First pitch breaking ball. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Ryan. And there's a breaking ball inside. 1-1. On the first pitch, Tanerowicz was playing up on the edge of the grass at third in case of a bunt, but he has since backed off to normal depth. Now the 1-1 coming from Ryder Ryan, and this is called a strike. 1-2 now. 93-mile-per-hour fastball there. One-two pitch. Outside and low with a slider, and the count's even now, 2-2. And the 2-2 is on its way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and there's the first out of the inning, and that's a big strikeout right there for the Red Ears. One down at the top of the seventh. And now Elio Hernandez will be the batter. The Round Rock RBI leader with 97 runs batted in this year. Hernandez with two hits in this game, two for three. Couple of singles. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike. First pitch fastball from Ryan. 0-1. Round Rock is Ryder Ryan's former team. He was with them the last two seasons for the full year. 0-1 pitch is a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That is strike two as Hernandez tried to check his swing and he nicked the pitch with his bat. So he's behind at the count 0-2 and he calls for timeout. Now we're ready. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a high heat, and that's the second out in the top of the seventh inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ryder Ryan. Two on, two out for the youngster, Wyatt Langford. Langford has doubled and walked in this one, 1-for-2, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is a breaking ball, called a strike on the outside edge. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Ryan throwing a fastball past him. No balls, two strikes, two on, two out. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ryder Ryan gets out of the jam here at the top of the seventh inning. No runs for the Express on a hit and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
On we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where the YMCA is raging on this Friday night. Red Ears with just two hits in this game against the Express pitchers. Cole Wynn for the first five innings, and then Mark Church for the sixth. Church a three up, three down inning with one strikeout, but he's done. In from the bullpen now is the hard-throwing left-hander Antoine Kelly. And Kelly will face Deloach, Gilliam, and Engel here in the bottom of the seventh. Deloach 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a walk. Or a strikeout and a flyout, excuse me. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. The Red Deers, two hits, both off the bat of Robbie Tanerowicz, who's due up fourth this inning. Oh, one pitch from Kelly. Up and in. 1-1. Kelly, a former Milwaukee Brewers draft pick, traded to the Rangers organization. One pitch to Deloach. Swung on and roped into right field. A base hit for Zach Deloach, and that gets the Red Deers started here in the bottom of the seventh inning. A rocket low liner through the right side. And now Isaiah Gilliam is the batter. Third hit of the game for the Red Deers. Gilliam 0-for-2. He'll bat right-handed for his first time tonight. And Kelly's pitch is poured in there for a strike. 95 on the gun. Oh, one pitch coming. And it is down and in. Almost hit Gilliam on the foot. It did hit Gilliam on the foot. He is being awarded first base. Deloach takes second, and the Red Deers get the tying run to the plate here with no one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Breaking ball down and in. I thought Gilliam might have stepped out of the way of it, but he did not. It caught his right foot. Or maybe it grazed the pant leg on his right shin. I don't know. The umpire said it got him, so Gilliam's on. Adam Engel, the batter. He's walked and flied out 0-for-1. And the pitch is swung on, bounced slowly, foul on the third base side. That's strike one. Rainier's trying to break through and get on the board here. A must-win game for Tacoma to stay in the playoff hunt. Kelly ready, and the 0-1, down in the dirt. One ball, one strike to Engel. One offering. Swung on, grounded, foul, third base side. 1-2 now to Engel. Rainiers haven't scored since the eighth inning yesterday. Actually had a good offensive game yesterday with 8 runs on 9 hits. Round Rock outslugged the Rainiers last night. 1-2 pitch now to Engel is pulled foul, third base side. Rainiers have scored coming into play today 50 runs in the last 5 games. They've had big offensive outbursts, but nothing happening yet tonight. Maybe that's changing here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2 pitch from Kelly. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a 97 mile per hour heater. And that's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Kelly gets the strikeout. Now Robbie Tanerowicz will be the batter. He likes facing left-handed pitching, Tanerowicz. Zanarowicz looks out towards Kelly, and the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Zanarowicz 2-for-2 today, couple of singles off the righty Cole Wynn, but all three of his homers since joining the Rainiers have come against lefties. Now the 1-0 pitch, swung on, grounded to short, double play ball. Ornelas Defoscu for one, on to first for two, an inning-ending double play. Short to second to first, exactly what the Red Ears were trying to avoid. No runs on a hit, and one runner left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
On to the eighth inning, still Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing. Rainiers go to Stephen Kolek to pitch the top of the eighth. He's in relief of Ryder Ryan, who worked a scoreless seventh, allowing one hit and one walk with three strikeouts. So Kolek comes on, 4-2 with a 4.37 ERA, making his 43rd appearance for the Rainiers, has had a big second half. And he last pitched on Wednesday, worked two scoreless innings. Foscu, Krim, and Huff, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters are coming up for the Express. Foscu, 1-for-3 with a 2-run double back in the first. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Tomorrow night's game is at 6:05, our last night game of the season. Here's a swing and a foul at the plate. Logan Allen on the mound for the Red Ears. The Express do not have a starting pitcher listed for tomorrow. O-2 pitch now to Foscu, down low and away with a 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Kolek, 1-2. One-two delivery outside, 2-2. Now this one is swung on and fouled back and out of play. Still 2-2. Now a bouncer up the middle off of Kolek. It bounces away from him. He picks it up, throws it to first. Too late to get Foscu. And he is on to start the eighth inning. Kolek trying to field a grounder sharply hit back to the mound, and then the ball bounced away from him, and when he picked it up and had to rush a throw to first, Foscue reached. They've given an error to the pitcher, Kolek, for not fielding that. Now Krim is the batter, and he swings and fouls one back. There's strike one. Kolek in the second half has just been instrumental to the Red Ears' success. And in 27 appearances in the second half, he has a 0.99 ERA. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. 36 and a third innings in the second half, 44 strikeouts and 14 walks with only 19 hits allowed. O-2 to Krim, called strike three, see you later. Three pitches, and Kolek takes care of Blaine Krim. One out of the top of the eighth, and now Sam Huff will be the batter. Huff's grounded out twice and flied out once. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now here's a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Huff on three pitches, and Kolek with back-to-back three-pitch strikeouts. And now Davis Wenzel will be the batter. Wenzel's 0 for 3 with a ground out and two strikeouts. In the bottom of this inning, the Red Ears have Unroh, Marlowe, and Bliss due up. Kolek's pitch, slider, called a strike, 0-1. Now Kolek's ready. And the next pitch, swung on and bounced foul, and count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch, fouled back. I thought that Kolek was gonna get three straight strikeouts on three pitches each after the leadoff man reached in this inning. So not an immaculate inning. Doesn't matter anyway now, but here's the 0-2 to Wenzel, up high. One ball, two strikes. Two pitch, called strike three on the outside corner, and down goes Wenzel, and that wraps up the top of the eighth. Three straight strikeouts for Kolek. No runs or hits, one error, one left, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells at the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Moving on to the bottom of the eighth, the Rainiers trailing Round Rock 3-0. Just three hits through the first seven innings for Tacoma today, all singles. The Rainiers normally draw a lot of walks. They lead the league in drawing walks, but only two walks drawn so far tonight. Still, though, in this game in the late innings and hoping to rally. Antoine Kelly beginning his second inning of relief work, and his pitch to Riley Unroe is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Unroe 0-1 with a sacrifice bunt so far. Switch hitter bats right against Kelly. And the pitch is swung on and roped to left field. Back is Langford. It's over his head and up against the fence. Unroe has to be careful here, and he holds it first. And that was smart. Langford, the left fielder, played that right off the fence and fired it in and held Unroe to a single, but that's okay. The Rainiers are down three. They need base runners. Don't want to risk making an out on the bases. Hard hit ball there. It's good to see. And Unroe is on, and now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlowe 0-3 with two strikeouts. Antoine Kelly, hard throwing lefty with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Express warming up, a right-hander in the pen now. And the pitch from Kelly to Marlowe is fouled back and out of play. One and one the count. Justin Slayton is warming up in the Round Rock bullpen. One one to Marlowe, swung on and fouled back, strike two. Now the 1-2 pitch is coming. And it swung on and bounced slowly back to the hill. Kelly fields it and throws it past the first baseman. And Marlowe is safe. And Unroe goes all the way to third. And the Rainiers have something cooking here in the bottom of the eighth inning. This was a bouncer back to the mound. Should have been a routine out at first, except Kelly whipped it right past Blaine Prim. Run at the plate. Ryan Bliss is the batter. And that, I assume, is a throwing error on the pitcher. It's got to be. So first and third, no one out. Bliss has been quiet tonight. Everyone has been. He's 0-3. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. But the Rainiers pitching has been really good, and despite having just four hits in this game, the Rainiers are within striking distance here in the bottom of the eighth. Kelly with a 1-0. And it is down low, ball two. So two balls, no strikes to Pliss. Good hitter's count here for Pliss. And Kelly's 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled at the plate. 2-1 now. On deck is Hummel. After him is O'Keefe. Down 3-0 in the eighth. Runners at the corners, no one out. Two-one pitch. Swung on, bounced to the left side, scooped up at third by Arias. He goes to second for one. Relay to first, not in time. Scoring is Unroe. The Red Ears are on the board. It's 3-1. Marlowe forced out at second base. Bliss reaches on a fielder's choice. He gets an RBI. The Red Ears are on the scoreboard. They still have the tying run at the plate in the form of Cooper Hummel. Hummel 0-2 with a walk so far tonight. Bliss, a very good base stealer at first. And the manager of the Express, Doug Davis, is on his way to the mound. I think he's going to bring in the righty here. We'll see. He has not yet made the indication, and now he has. He points to the bullpen. So they're going to get Slayton into the game. We'll take a break for this pitching change here with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tying run at the plate. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here. Guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We're at the bottom of the eighth inning. Round Rock leading Tacoma 3-1. Red Ears just scored their first run of the night, and they have a runner at first with one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. The Express bring in right-hander Justin Slayton for just his fourth AAA game, although he has not allowed a run yet at 5 2/3 innings of one-hit ball, and he was impressive here on Wednesday when he went 1 2/3 scoreless. Recent call-up from AA. Slayton on in relief of Antoine Kelly, who went 1 1/3, allowed 2 hits, 1 run that's unearned for now, no walks, 1 strikeout. Well, here we go. Hummel stands in, 0-2 with a walk today. Switch hitter bats left against the righty Slayton, and first thing Slayton does is make a pickoff throw to first base to keep Bliss close. Bliss has 55 stolen bases this year between AA and AAA. And now the pitch to Hummel is down and in for a ball, 1-0. So Hummel homered yesterday, had 3 hits yesterday, a homer, a double, and a single. 1-0 pitch from Slayton is a fastball poured in there for a strike at 96 on the gun. 1-1 now. Brian O'Keefe watching from the on-deck circle. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Cutter running in on the hands of Hummel, and he's behind at the count. 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's swung on and lined into right center. That's a base hit. Bliss will round second and head to third. The throw comes into second base. Hummel is at first with a single. And the Red Ears have the tying runners on base with one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Hummel smashed this liner to the right side and into right center. Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. He's 0 for 3 today. O'Keefe has the power to give the Red Ears the lead with one swing. Slayton stands in, and the pitch is a fastball on the inside edge at 96 miles per hour. That's strike one. Well, O'Keefe's challenging that first pitch, and they lose the challenge. It was indeed a strike on the inside edge, so the Red Ears have lost two challenges. Each team has lost two challenges and has one left. Oh, and 1-2 O'Keefe. And now Slayton's pitch is swung on and fouled back. And O'Keefe's in a hole, 0-2. 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Slayton. On deck is DeLoach. Hummel's the tying runner at first. And he has 26 steals this year, but he has to be careful. He doesn't want to run into an out. 0-2 pitch is a slider outside. 1-2 to O'Keefe. Outfield plays straight away. Infield is swung around towards the left side. 1-2 to O'Keefe, and the pitch is a slider outside. 2-2. O'Keefe's brought the count even. So 2-2. Runners at the quarters, one out. The pitch is inside, 3. 98-mile-per-hour fastball inside, and now it's a full count. Hummel might be on the move on the full count pitch. Only one out. We'll see. He takes his lead at first. Bliss is at third. O'Keefe decides that this would be a fine time to use his timeout, and he steps out of the batter's box. Now he eases back in once again. 3-2. Here we go. Hummel does not go. The pitch is in the dirt. 4. And that's going to load the bases. Hummel down to second. O'Keefe heads to first. Remaining at third is Bliss. They're loaded up with one out for Zach DeLoach. And now a trip to the mound from the Round Rock dugout. They can't make a pitching change here. Slayton's only faced two batters. Well, a little meeting on the mound. DeLoach is 1-for-3 in this game. That's Dave Borkowski, the Round Rock pitching coach. So Tacoma has the tying run at second and the go-ahead run at first. O'Keefe, the runner at first, not the speediest of the Rainiers, but the Rainiers have a thin bench right now. Only one healthy player on the bench in Mike Salvatore. Deloach stands in. Here we go. First pitch is a swing and a miss at a 98-mile-per-hour fastball. That's strike one. Deloach trying to get a big hit here in the bottom of the eighth. He's driven in 86 runs this year. He steps back in. Deloach hits to all fields, and he's being played straight away. 0-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-2, and Deloach is promptly in a hole. On deck is Isaiah Gilliam. Bliss with his lead at third. 0-2 pitch inside. One ball, two strikes. Nothing but heat to Deloach. That was a 98-mile-per-hour fastball there. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that's the second out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, that's a huge out for Round Rock. Deloach fans, and the bases are loaded with two outs for Isaiah Gilliam. Nice breaking ball there. Gilliam's 0 for 2, was hit by a pitch his last time up. Switch hitter bats left. Bases juiced, two outs, bottom of the eighth. Right here's down by two runs. The pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Looked like a curve there from Slayton. That's not something we've seen from him in this outing. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. Bliss at third, Hummel at second, O'Keefe at first, two outs, bottom of the eighth. The 1-1 pitch, up and away, 2-1. Rainiers in a situation where they have to win tonight to keep their playoff hopes alive on this final weekend of the regular season in the Pacific Coast League. 2-1 pitch to Gilliam is high, ball three. Another off-speed pitch. They're not throwing him any fastballs. It's 3-1. And Slayton is set. The pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. He finally got a fastball and fouled it straight down. Full count now, 3-2. Well, the runners will be able to take off with the pitch with a full count of two outs. Could be important if Gilliam were to hit one in the gap. Three balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs. The pitch is inside, ball four, and that forces it around. Bliss scores. Hummel takes third. O'Keefe to second. Gilliam with the bases loaded walk, and it's 3-2. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. There is action in the Express bullpen, a right-hander warming up. Engel's 0 for 2 with a walk today. They're going to leave Slayton in to face him. The pitch is a breaking ball inside, and it knocks Engel backwards. Pitch got away from Slayton. Almost hit Engel, which would have tied the game. Instead, it's ball one, 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming from Slayton, and it is a fastball called a strike at the bottom of the zone. Engel now with the even count, 1-1. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss at a cutter. Count goes to 1-2. Tying runner at third. with two down in the bottom of the eighth. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Breaking ball out over the plate there. Ankle fouled it back. I think he'd like to see that pitch again. Still one ball, two strikes. Next pitch, swung on, fouled back, a fastball, 98. Still 1-2 to Angle, battling here. Right here's looking for a big two-out hit. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth. But the Red Ears draw closer. They get two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they do it with two hits. There was an error and three runners left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
On to the ninth inning. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2. Right here's bring in Riley O'Brien to work the top of the ninth because there will be no save opportunity today. He's the Red Ears closer, and there isn't going to be a save in this one. You might as well have your end of the game reliever out there at the top of the ninth, try to keep it a one-run deficit and see if the Red Ears can rally in the bottom of the ninth. They just got two at the bottom of the eighth to make it a one-run game. O'Brien is on in relief of Stephen Kolek, who pitched a scoreless eighth inning without allowing a hit, and he struck out three. So O'Brien will face Jonathan Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, and Diosbol Arias. Ornelas 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. O'Brien's pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. This is Riley's 51st appearance. He's third in the league in appearances, and he leads the Rainiers in appearances. He's 2-5, 15 saves, ranked second in the PCO, and he has a 2.33 ERA. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. In 54 innings this year, he has 84 strikeouts and has permitted only 36 hits. 2-0 pitch coming to Ornelas. And it is a fastball in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch is swung on and chopped towards first, fielded on one big bounce by Hummel, and he feeds O'Brien covering first base for the putout. One away at the top of the ninth inning. O'Brien gets the first out, and now J.P. Martinez will be the hitter. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, the Red Ears scheduled hitters are Robbie Tanerowitz, Riley Unruh, and Cade Marlowe, with Bliss due up fourth, Hummel fifth. Martinez is 0-for-2 with a walk so far, and He takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Now O'Brien's next pitch is swung on and roped foul, first base side. 1-1 the count. One pitch. Down and in for a ball. 2-1 to Martinez. There's the 2-1. Fastball called a strike. 95 on the gun. 2-2 down to Martinez. In Vegas, Reno has a 7-5 lead over Vegas going to the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Two down at the top of the ninth. Round Rock and Reno are tied at first. Tacoma and Vegas both two games back. If Vegas loses that game, they will be eliminated. Two down, top of the ninth. Here's Diosbol Arias. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a curveball. There's strike one. All one pitch on its way. And it is a swing and a miss, strike two. Another curve from O'Brien. And he's out ahead of Arias. No balls, two strikes. Arias hit that homer in the fifth, the liner that replay, it was disputed on the field, but replay did show that it hit the reader board above the left field fence. It was the correct call. That's the deciding run at this time. 0-2 pitch, swung on and nupped foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Arias just got a piece of it. Now O'Brien ready. Here's his 0-2 again, and it's in the dirt. Marcus Walden started, went the first five for the Red Ears. Bullpen's been nails tonight. Sadler with a scoreless inning. Ryder Ryan with a scoreless inning. Steven Kolek with a scoreless inning. And now O'Brien trying to complete a scoreless top of the ninth. The 1-2 pitch to Arias is in the dirt outside. He did not chase that. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch, called strike three, got him. And that wraps up the top of the ninth inning. O'Brien delivers the three up, three down, top of the ninth. We go to the bottom of the ninth. The Red Ears need a run to tie, two to win. A loss would knock them out of contention. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on pulse of what it is. Out of Wind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music. Idlewind at Boot Barn.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2. New pitcher in for Round Rock to try to close it out. Yeri Rodriguez is in. 3-0 with a 5.13 ERA, 7 saves, very hard thrower. He's in relief of Justin Slayton, who went two-thirds of an inning, allowing a hit and two walks, struck out two. Rodriguez looking for redemption after a rough night last night where he struggled with his control. Here's his pitch to Tanarowicz, low and away, ball one. Rodriguez, yesterday faced five hitters, issued two walks and hit a man. 1-0 to Tanarowicz is in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Tanarowicz just trying to get on base, get something started here in the ninth with the Raiders down by a run. The pitch swung on and fouled away, and Tanarowicz behind in the count, 1-2. Rodriguez, yet another Round Rock reliever, dialing it up in the high 90s on the radar gun. They have a bullpen full of these guys. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball outside. 2-2. That one was 98 on the gun. Two balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is swung on and fouled right off the mask of the catcher, Huff, who indicates he's all right. Still two balls, two strikes. Unroe watching from the on-deck circle. Marlowe, third up this inning, standing on the top of the dugout steps. 2-2 the count to Tanarowicz. And the pitch is swung on and hit up the middle and into center field. Tanarowicz has his third hit of the night, and the Raiders get the tying runner on right away in the bottom of the ninth inning. Robbie Tanarowicz with a single to center. And now Riley Unroe comes to the plate. And the Raiders have the winning run in the batter's box. Pinch runner goes in at first base for Tanarowicz. Mike Salvatore will run, representing the tying run. Tanarowicz done for the day. Nice game for him at the plate and in the field. So Salvatore at first. Salvatore's not a big base stealer, but he is quicker than Tanarowicz, which is why manager John Russell made that move. Unroe is 1-for-2 today. He started the eighth inning rally with a single and ended up scoring a run. Switch hitter bats left. Salvatore leading from first. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. Unroe. Standing in, the third baseman Arias up on the grass. The pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Oh. Munro well out ahead of the count here. Outfield plays deep, and then no doubles defense. 2-0 pitch to Unro is called a strike. Count moves to 2-1. A fastball that caught the top of the zone to Unro. So 2-1 now. Salvatore being held on at first by Krim. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. And that evens up the count 2-2. Now the third baseman, Arias, will back up. Well, not all the way up. He's still even with the bag at third. Munro taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Yuri Rodriguez. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and there's the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Well, the lineup turns over. Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe 0-for-4 in this game. Reached on an error his last time up. Salvatore, the tying runner at first, one out of the ninth. And the pitch is taken low for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers need a rally here in order to stave off elimination in the race for the second half title. 1-0 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. 98 mile per hour heater from Rodriguez. Counts even now, 1-1. Ryan Bliss is on deck. Rodriguez with the 1-1 pitch, and it is a fastball called a strike, and it's 1-2. The Vegas game is over. Reno 1, 7-5. Round Rock needs this win to stay tied in first. The Red Bears want to make sure that doesn't happen. There's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung out and fouled off on the third base side. So for the moment, it's now a three-team race in the PCL standings because Vegas has been eliminated with their loss tonight. One ball, two strikes to Marlowe. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Slider in on his hands, and that's the second out. Right, ears are down to their last out. Ryan Bliss coming to the plate. He's been pretty quiet tonight, 0-for-4. He does have an RBI and a run scored. Salvatore, the tying runner, still at first base. Rodriguez has struck out back-to-back hitters. First pitch is fouled off. Out of play, first base side. 0-1 the count. Outfield plays deep. Infield back. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Strike two. And the Rainiers are down to their last strike. They've given it a good run in the second half, but they are looking at elimination. Bliss trying to do something to keep it going. The pitch is a fastball up high, 1-2. Watching from the on-deck circle is Cooper Hummel. 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is inside. Bliss flinched at it, but did not go around with a swing, says first base umpire Sam Birch. Two balls, two strikes, two outs of the ninth. Gentle breeze blowing out towards center here at Cheney. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back. Bliss hanging in there. Still an even count. Two outs in the ninth. Two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez with his next pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a 99-mile-per-hour fastball, and that wraps it up. Round Rock wins it 3-2. It took until the third to last day of the season, but the Red Ears have been eliminated from postseason play. It is now a two-team race in the Pacific Coast League's second half. Reno and Round Rock tied in first place with two games to go. Reno does hold the tiebreaker, so Round Rock has to finish ahead of them in the standings in order to win the second half. As for the Red Ears, they're done. 40-33 in the second half. They made a good run at it, but on that last long road trip, struggles in Salt Lake City kind of sealed the fate of the Red Ears. They stayed alive here these last few days after that rough Salt Lake series, played well at the end of the Oklahoma City series, and well at the start of this homestand, and certainly played a good game today. They just came up short. Round Rock takes it 3-2 is the final score. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Pacific Coast League and Major League Baseball scoreboards in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, this one goes to the Express, 3-2, the final score. And with this result, the Red Ears are eliminated from playoff contention in the Pacific Coast League's second half standings. The Red Ears in it until the final weekend. But in the end, Round Rock, who's had a very good team all year, this was their 87th win today against 60 losses. They knock out the Red Ears, and Round Rock is battling for the playoff spot. Tied in first place with Reno after the events of tonight with two games to go. Round Rock jumped out of the gates today against the Red Ears starter Marcus Walden. Three straight hits to open the game. Elio Hernandez a single, Wyatt Langford a double to right center, and then Justin Foscue a two-run double, and it was 2-0 immediately. But Walden shook that off and ended up pitching well. He got through the remainder of the first without allowing any more runs. Went on a run where he retired 10 straight batters. and kept Round Rock off the board until the fifth. But the Red Ears weren't getting anything against Cole Wynn, the Express starter who's had control problems this year but did not have control problems today. Wynn went five innings, shutout, allowed just two hits. He walked two and struck out five. He left the game leading 3-0 as Round Rock scored its third run with two outs in the fifth inning when Diosbol Arias hit a line drive to left field that just did clear the top of the left field fence. It bounced off the reader board, but that's a home run by the Cheney Stadium ground rules. And it was 3-0 Round Rock in the fifth, Arias with his sixth homer of the year. Red Ears had great relief the rest of the way. Scoreless relief from Casey Sadler, Ryder Ryan, Steven Kolek, and Riley O'Brien. Set the stage for a comeback, and looked like we might have one. In the seventh inning, trailing 3-0, the Red Ears got the first two men on against reliever Antoine Kelly. But Adam Engel struck out, and Robbie Tenorowicz hit into a double play as the fireworks are now beginning here at Cheney. In the eighth, the Red Ears did get on the board. Kelly still on the hill. Riley Unroe greeted him with a base hit to left, and then Marlowe hit a bouncer back to the mound, and Kelly threw it away in air. Runners were at first and third. Ryan Bliss bounced into a force out at second, but the run scored. Unroe scored. That made it 3-1. Then Cooper Hummel had a base hit, and the Red Ears had the tying runners on. And Brian O'Keefe walked to load the bases with one out, but DeLoach struck out swinging. Isaiah Gilliam, however, drew a walk that forced in a run as Bliss scored, and it was 3-2, and the bases were still loaded, and the Red Ears had Adam Engel at the plate, but Engel ended up striking out, and the Red Ears rally in the eighth ended up being a two-run rally, and they were still down by one, 3-2. In the bottom of the ninth, Round Rock brought in Yairi Rodriguez to close it out, and he allowed a leadoff single to Tenorowicz, who had three hits today. The Rainiers pinch ran for him with Mike Salvatore. Salvatore, though, never advanced past first base as Rodriguez struck out Riley Unroe, Cade Marlowe, and Ryan Bliss in order to close out the ballgame. And Round Rock was the winner today, 3-2, the final score. Final totals for Round Rock, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. Tacoma, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, left 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Cole Wynn. He is 9-8. Save to Rodriguez is 8th. Walden ends up getting the loss. He's 3-3. Time of the ball game: 2 hours, 46 minutes. The attendance, 7,166. With the win, Round Rock is 87-60 on the year, 43-30 in the second half. The Red Ears, 77-71 on the year, 40-33 in second half play. Now 3 games back with 2 to go. You don't have to be a math major to see that the Red Ears are eliminated. But the Red Ears will get a chance to play spoiler. Tomorrow's game is at 6:05. Logan Allen starts for the Red Ears. Round Rock does not have a listed scheduled starting pitcher for tomorrow. We will start our pregame show up at 5:55. Round Rock wins this one, 3-2, the final score. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fireworks show continues here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, our last one of the year. Round Rock won the ball game 3-2, ending the Red Ears' hopes for a playoff spot this season. Well, let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Rangers and Mariners met up for the opener of the stretch run for Seattle. 10 games in 10 days, all against the contending teams in the AL West, which entered play today, all within a half game of each other. And Rangers win the opener 8-5 today. They were ahead 8-0 in the fifth inning. The Mariners fought hard. They got Cal Raleigh with a three-run homer, scored a couple more runs, had the tying runs on base in the ninth, and the winning run the go-ahead run in the batter's box. But the Rangers were able to close it out 8-5, the final. They got to Bryce Miller in the early innings, and he ended up taking the loss. On the positive side of things, the Astros lost to Kansas City. Cole Reagans shut him down for six innings, and Kansas City beat Houston. 7-5 was the final score. And the Astros have lost seven of their last 10 games, and they got knocked out of first place today. Your updated AL West standings: Rangers in first, Houston in second, a half game out, and the Mariners in third, one game behind Texas. As for the wild card, that's where Toronto enters the mix. The Blue Jays are hot right now. They won. They beat Tampa 6-2. Chris Bassitt became the second American League pitcher with 15 wins this year. He pitched into the seventh inning, shut down Tampa. And so in the wild card standings, three teams make it. Tampa has the top spot. Toronto is in the number two slot, one game ahead of Houston, who has the number three and final spot, with the Mariners a half game out of the wild card spot as it stands right now this minute with nine games left. Elsewhere in the American League today, Cleveland got two in the bottom of the ninth on a David Fry walk-off two-run double, and they beat the Orioles 9-8. Boston was a 3-2 winner at home over the White Sox as Masataka Yoshida had the go-ahead RBI single in the eighth inning. And Minnesota clinched the AL Central. The Twins beat the Angels 8-6. Alex Kirilloff hit a homer and drove in three. And Oakland upended Detroit 8-2. Shea Langeliers with a pinch-hit three-run homer. One interleague game today. The Yankees beat the Diamondbacks 7-1, ending Arizona's five-game win streak. Aaron Judge played like it was 2022. He hit three homers and drove in six. He's got 35 homers and 70 runs batted in this year. Yankees winning big. In the National League, the Cubs got a much-needed win as they try to hang on to a wild-card spot. They shut out the Rockies at Wrigley today 6-0. Jameson Taillon with six scoreless innings. Seiya Suzuki and Jared Young with homers. Cincinnati lost at home to Pittsburgh 7-5. The Pirates hit four homers. Key Brian Hayes, Henry Davis, Jared Triolo, and Andy Rodriguez all with homers for Pittsburgh. Milwaukee clinched a playoff spot by blasting the Marlins 16-1. The Brewers had a 12-run rally in the second inning, sending 15 batters to the plate. It was the second largest inning in Brewers franchise history. The Phillies were winners in the 10th, 5-4 over the New York Mets. They won it in the bottom of the 10th. Alec Bohm had the game-winning RBI single. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. joined the 40-40 club with a leadoff homer in the first inning as the Braves went on to beat the Nationals 9-6. Acuna has 40 homers and 60 steals this year, first player to ever do that. He's the fifth player to ever have a 40-40 season. Padres are making a late charge at the NL wildcard spot. It might be too little too late, but they won their eighth in a row today, beating St. Louis 4-2. Manny Machado hit two homers and drove in three. And San Francisco was a 5-1 winner over the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. This game just ended. Sean Manaea with a strong start for the Giants. He allowed one run in seven innings and picked up the win. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Cheney Stadium. Round Rock defeats the Red Ears 3-2. And we'll be back with more as the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show continues after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, Round Rock beats the Red Ears today 3-2 in a very well-pitched game on both sides. And the Rainiers had very few opportunities in this one. In fact, they didn't really have any. I was going to say until the seventh inning, but there was a chance in the third. I'd forgotten. They had runners at second and third with one out in the third and didn't score against Cole Wynn, who was terrific today for the Express with five scoreless innings of two-hit ball. In the late innings, the Rainiers were down by three. They got a couple of men on in the seventh, but a double play ball killed that one, and then in the eighth they scored two, had the bases loaded, but needed one more hit to tie the game or take the lead, couldn't get it, and they end up falling 3-2, ending any hopes of reaching the playoffs this year. Still though, a good second half for the Red Ears, who were clearly not a playoff team in the first half, but were able to play much better in the second half and be in contention into the final weekend. And really, it all came to a head on that last road trip when the Rainiers had the 12-game road trip late in the year. That's tough. And the squad struggled in Salt Lake City, dropping 5 out of 6 there. Bounced back and got a split against a really good Oklahoma City team. But that Salt Lake series was the killer. And, you know, they had key injuries down the stretch with Jake Shiner going out. And these last few days, Taylor Trammell's been out along with Pedro Severino. So injuries not helping at all down the stretch. Manager John Russell said we're limping to the finish line in terms of the injuries. And that certainly was a factor. Although the Red Ears played hard in this series and still have two games to go and could spoil things for Round Rock, who is tied in first with Reno. Reno beat Vegas again today, 7-5, knocking out Las Vegas. Reno has won the first four games of that series. They're the hottest team in the league. They are tied with Round Rock. Reno wins the tiebreaker over Round Rock if they finish the season tied on Sunday. So Reno controls their own fate. If they win the final two games, they're in, and Round Rock is on the sidelines. So we'll see. The Red Ears could beat Round Rock, play spoiler here head-to-head, and that would allow Reno into the postseason, if that's something that the Rainiers want. Good question. Other games, Salt Lake beat Sacramento 6-2. Albuquerque pitched a shutout at home against Oklahoma City. That's rare at Isotopes Park. Albuquerque won 7-0. And Sugarland edged El Paso 4-3. Tomorrow's game is at 6:05. Logan Allen starts for the Red Ears. Round Rock's starting pitcher is to be determined. We'll begin our pregame show at 5:55. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score tonight, Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2. Have a great rest of your day.